Okay, my extended family, greetings. Hope all are well. And we're going to just go ahead and address some very simple topics and see how the cause of a lot of confusion is utilizing the wrong tool to do what it is you're trying to achieve. So, basically we should understand that the whole reason that we can even discuss this topic is that we're in an infinite construct, an infinite matrix, the infinite mother. And through it, there's every correspondence. So the reason that we can even discuss this is that yes, true enough, you can achieve one thing through an infinite number of methods. And yet, the time and energy, etc., that's required in order to achieve something through a particular way is going to vary a lot. So, yes, you can power the vehicles by exploding gasoline, a volatile substance, and use a combustion engine. Yet we know the efficiency of that is very low as compared to if we could properly utilize the solar energy, or better still, just the fundamental energy of the cosmos, which everything is filled with energy. So this whole idea that we have a shortage just shows the limitations of our knowledge at this point. So what we're saying then is that first we want to be clear about what we want to achieve. So, okay, well, I'm going to say, I want to know what I am. We want to know what we are. And notice I didn't say who, but more of a what. Because it gets impersonal in this. It may be personal to you, how you experience it. But, so, that being the exploration, the self-inquiry, then we want to determine, well, what methods, tools, am I going to use to go about this? And we can see that many of the external methods are some of the least efficient, right? So you can sit in different classes your whole lifetime. You can read thousands of books, and still you're not going to find one that explains to you succinctly what exactly you are. You can find a lot of metaphors and a lot of references to it, but at the end of the day, we're still remaining where we need to go into the work of figuring out what we are. And we can observe a profusion of people that are scattering all around, running all around, running themselves ragged, and saying, well, I gotta go find myself. And they're going to the external. I'm gonna go to this country, and then I'm gonna go here and here. Oh, well, I still haven't found myself. Well, maybe you should be looking in a different place. Because attempting to discern the internal from the external is going to take quite a lot of energy as compared to looking within the self. And as we always talk about there being a pro and a con to everything, that means that yes, it will be more energy efficient to look within to find out what you are. However, that means you're also going to more vividly face the dark side of it, right? The things that you may not want to see about yourself or perceive. So, yeah, we basically have this reality where it's like, boom, we're put into this room, and it's just filled with all these instruments and tools. And it's like, wow, what are all these? And then what are they actually used for? That's still the point that we're in. It's not like some people may have this image of us being so refined and, oh, look at our science and everything that we've done. However, we're still more in the phase where we're just even looking at what the tools are and instruments. It would be like you're just in an alien civilization. It's like, what does this even do? And it doesn't register to us. So that's still how our brains, our logic, our compassion, and everything that we have is to us. It's like this budding realization that's still, what's left is comprehending the entire scope of what these different things can do. So let's go ahead and prescribe some medicine, right, for this state of people basically being a little bit lost as to what to use certain things for. So, for instance, a lot of people look at consuming food as what keeps us alive, not seeing that what actually nurtures us is the solar energy that was distilled and processed and absorbed through the plant. And then even if you're eating the animal, then the animal ate that. So it's all, the food is all coming from solar energy. So it is possible to consume that solar energy directly. Okay? You just have to get to a more receptive state. And in fact, all of the ways that we consume energy, even through the water and the air, it all links back to the soul energy that is being absorbed. And then we also emit that energy. Realize that. So each other, we also utilize as batteries. And especially if it's not in some distorted form, like a form of vampirism, then it's all good and we all prosper. However, there's a major indoctrination of vampirism in the society. Even one of the main motivations subconsciously for parents to have a child is that they want a higher energy battery around them that they can then control and feel like is their slave or their servant, and that they can suck energy off of that child. And from there, then the child learns to also vampire off of the parent. So it's a vicious cycle. So we got into more of a twisted place with all this than we thought we were. It's like, oh, I was having fun, and then what happened, you know? We got to this state that generally the world is in. So become aware of that, the fact that most people were trained to be vampires in one form or another. This is not to get all crazy and freak out. It's just the way it is. I mean, things feed off each other's energies in order to live. Even if you're following the vegetarian or the vegan track and you think you're not consuming things, wrong again. There are so many microorganisms that are within everything that you consume, the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, and all of them have sentience. So when we play favorites and it's like, well, oh, to slaughter this animal is inhuman or inhumane, but then to eat the fruit is fine, it's like, who actually appointed us as the judge to say that one life was superior or of greater importance to other lives? Because on a higher scale, some beings that are way, way advanced might think, you know, humans, they're fine to eat as food. And to them, that may fit within their morality or their ethics, because they could see us as beings that really aren't very smart, because they're like, look, they don't even know what they're doing. Maybe the same way that we view a chicken or something like that. So you have to think about it from a balanced state and start to understand how being in a hypersentient construct, as we are, means that we're witnessing a never-ending interchange of energy. And it's just energy transferring from one state to another. So that we can see that most of the world has been unconsciously death worshippers. Now that might seem to be a bold statement, but by affirming death as a reality, that's how they worship death. They make a big deal out of it. They build the grave. They come, you know, place flowers on the grave. This is all a death culture. And that even then, you pass from that into basically celebrating life and the immortality, realizing that you were never born and therefore you shall never die. But even that is just a stepping stone, because you're still worshiping something. You're still putting life on a pedestal. But in truth, we're beyond life and death. We're the process that mediates all the differing variations. And that alone is truly immortal, because even life itself, life with a capital L, will one day pass away. But that which is uncreated, unmanifest, the unmovable all mover, that's what you truly are. That's what we truly are. But until we come to that realization within and have that experience, it's just still steam, hot air, intangible seeming. So, again, the work is still remaining. So, you know, if you're the insect that hoards up its food over the summer, so then it can survive over the winter, then you get to reap those fruits or those rewards. But if you're the lazy one that determines that, well, I just want to think about it, I just want to hear about it, but I don't actually do the work of coming to the realization, that's your choice, but then don't expect to actually reap the benefit of experiencing the inner bliss that comes when you realize the infinity. All of this is just to explain, again, that we come from all directions in this. We can go from the top down, bottom up, left to right, right to left, and other directions and dimensions which are generally still untermed, maybe, in the English language. Because the more esoteric that it gets, then the more rare it gets, the less likely it is that there's actually a term that's commonly used. So that's a challenge in and of itself, just to utilize simple terms to say, look, let's pierce through all the symbology, see the absurdity of it, get beyond the shallow surface level interpretations of the animals and what they represent, with the snake or the serpent being the evil one, etc., and see how all of the animals and all the energies correspond to internal portions. So the organs, everything that we hold is necessary to come into this physical, dense, complex reality. But they all operate together in a single organism, a single unit. So until humanity as a whole also operates that way, we're not going to be in our massive fullest realization, because it requires each last person to recognize their identity within the collective and say, okay, I see that all these plants, all these animals, and even all the minerals, the water, the fire, the earth, the air, the ether, that it's components of ourself. And that you can't alter one thing in the reality without altering everything. So that when people come in, certain entities come in with heavy levels of manipulation, and they start instilling all of these religious systems that are intended for slavery and that we're now living in, that the ripple effect of that can be quite huge. So that's what it is. It's an infinite cause and effect. So you just reverse engineer, you can see that there's a purpose to everything. There's a cause of everything. Nothing is poof. Nothing is just appears. You know, it may seem that way if you're not tapped into the instantaneousness of it and beyond time. So if you're still in the chains and shackles of limitations of locality and space, then that's your prison cell or your prism. Until you become reintegrated, back through the diffraction of the rainbow to see all of it contained in one essence, which is all the colors, all the sounds, all the languages together, all of the vowels. So we basically are just exploring and reconnecting things that have been only on the surface level shattered. Because truly, we're talking about the unbreakable, the indomitable. So nothing has truly been lost. It said nothing lasts, but nothing is lost. And we're still talking about also what nothing comes from, and then what everything comes from. So we move back and forth in time and space effortlessly, navigating through the spaceship that is our consciousness. That's what takes you to where you need to go. Because truly, if you don't know how to operate that craft, then no external vehicle or car, flesh, right, carnal, no car can really take you where you need to go if you don't know how to actually be the driver of your experience, the observer of the entirety, and then begin to glean the vast meaning of what that is, which can't be encapsulated, of course, in the language, because the meaning of something is contained within the experience of it. So, again, when someone tries to depict something and claim that it's the ultimate, but yet it has a limitation to it, that should raise the red flag right there. So, meaning, if someone says, well, this is the infinite, this is the highest God, and then they claim that it has a name to it, that's just nonsensical, because it's all the names put together. So any character has to be only part of it. So then we get the insanity of the polytheism or the paganism being depicted as unadvanced and demonic, when they were using all the different characters in order to depict the totality. Even in the Hindu pantheon, that each part of the divinity was shown through the different deities. That's why they had different names and different correspondences to them, because they knew that through one character, one name alone, it wasn't possible to convey the amazingness of it. So obviously still the different traditions, the different way of depicting it, all of them, you know, showcased a part of the truth. And yet if we're at 99.9% truth, it's still a lie. So we're seeking for wholeness in this, which cannot really be experienced except for when you're encapsulated by the entire truth. And your experience of it, again, is going to be unique, so that no one's going to be able to convey to you what it will actually feel like to be the Supreme Being, to be in the Christ consciousness, in the pinnacle, to be enlightened. So, yeah, and I want to also say that we've launched just a very simple chat for topics such as this. It's actually just going to be at tinychat.com/dpend. That's D-P-E-N-D. And I think it's even a hilarious name, like Tiny. But and then that's how we are. We're tiny, but at the same time, we're massive. So, yeah, feel free to join in there. You know, there's really no bounds to what we can explore. And yet, there's a need for us to actually band together, actually come together. That's where we subvert this divide and conquer tactics, is that, you know, how could one tiny fraction of our ranks have come in and caused all this chaos and hoodwinked us and say, oh, we're over you, we're the slave drivers, and you have to do what, as we say? It's like, well, this is somewhat of a revolt, but it's a peaceful revolt. So, of course, we all still have the warrior spirit within, but it's the light warrior, okay? It's the being who just has enough of what is on the lesser level and just requests for the greater. It doesn't really pertain to just staying down on the lesser and pointing out this wrong and this wrong. We're not exactly social reformers. We're self-reformers, because we penetrate right to the cause of things rather than working on the periphery. Because as we see, if you don't root it out, then it's just going to grow back again. So it takes someone or a being that has gone through so many different experiences that they finally say, you know what, like, I want to get to the root of all this and not just stay on the surface and not just see it as externalized, but actually begin to understand all the correspondences within ourselves and how we use each other as family, as shields for each other, and as weapons also to basically combat ignorance. So, you know, it's more about what your vibration is than what you want to act like. So if it gets too compartmentalized and you think of yourself a certain way, you start to develop this spiritualized ego or whatever, then, I mean, yeah, it's more about where you're actually at, truthfully, not just what you want to talk about or what you want to think about or what you want to study. Well, those things are important too, but it's more about, what are you radiating now? What are you broadcasting? Thus, what are you attracting? And then what becomes attracted, it ends up in this cycle or circle. And it's this interchange of infinite energies that are transforming one into the other. And again, we start to associate more with the transformation process than any of the completions of it, any of what we started from or what we get to, if that makes sense. And yeah, so again, that's, you know, every day is an exploration. So I appreciate everyone's feedback, everyone's participation. Shout out to all of those that were involved in the university. Shout out to Seven Bomar and for doing all that amazing work, because we know that today was actually the last session of the second semester of that. So if you haven't checked any of that stuff out, you can go to secretenergy.com and check that out. I'm not being paid at all to recommend that. It's just, that's one of the places that you can go to keep going with this expansive knowledge. And we're, you know, we spread out more and more and more. And the important thing is to get everyone involved in this. Don't matter what kind of person they are, what age they are. So truth is for all, available and open to everybody. So again, that chat that I just kicked off today is going to be tinychat.com/dpend, D-P-E-N-D. And so, yeah, I just want to say wholeness, and I'll see y'all again on the flip side.